February 3rd will be a new dawn for Dave Gray, the Director of Economic Development at Almaguin Community Economic Development, ACED. It's the day when Gray officially replaces Armour's longtime Chief Administration Officer, John Theriault, as the top administrator. However, Theriault will be around to help Gray adjust to his new role to ensure a smooth transition, the same as Gray will do for the person taking over his role with ACED. Gray learned on October 26 that he would become Armour's new CEO and broke the news to the ACED Board of Directors the very next day. The board includes representatives of the townships of Perry, Armour, Ryerson, Strong, Jolly, McMurrick Monteith, plus the villages of Berks Falls, South River, Sundridge and Almaguin Highlands Chamber of Commerce. ACED provides regional economic development services for Almaguin Highlands municipalities. Gray's position is high profile and he's been with ACED since its official start in October 2019. He knew going into the ACED meeting there would be different reactions to the question of who would replace him. However, Gray said with enough advance notice before leaving there was time to consider and develop a replacement option. It took about a month to arrive at a solution and when the ACED board met in November it agreed Gray would play a temporary shared role. This means Gray will split his ACED and CEO duties so that an internal member of ACED can become qualified to take over as ACED's Director of Economic Development. Gray says the board opted for the internal replacement rather than going outside the organization for several reasons. There would be a lot to absorb right away, Gray said. So, to bring someone in from the outside, even if they could hit the ground running, there would be a high transition period because of the many unique municipalities. On the other hand, over the years, the existing staff have developed relationships with the member communities, and those relationships have been very productive. What continues to bear fruit is the relationships and the closeness we maintain with all our partners, Gray said. Developing those relationships for someone new coming in would take time, although it's not impossible. Gray says the existing staff have that continuity with the municipalities, unlike someone entering the organization from the outside. The staff are very well recognized and very well trained in their scope of practice and focus, he said. He says these attributes are invaluable. Gray says ACED is an organization that remains dear to his heart. He says the last several years, even during COVID, saw the creation of many creative projects. Historically, economic development has not been seen as an essential service in the municipal landscape, Gray said. I think we've done a pretty good job in many municipalities of changing that mindset. Gray says with so many partners with similar and different interests, it's not uncommon for us to encounter different perspectives, goals and priorities. It's been a consistent dance to make sure everyone's wants and needs are reflected in the outcome, he said. This is not always an easy goal to get to. But Gray believes existing staff are up to the task because of the relationships and work they've carried out with the Almaguin municipalities. Gray says existing staff have not been formally offered his position and anyone will have to go through an application process. Although some board members expressed concern about the transition phase, Gray notes he's not far if anyone needs help. In fact, ACED occupies the basement offices at the Armour Municipal Building and it's just a question of Gray walking down a set of stairs to help out if the need arises. The transition phase for the new director may take 2 to 2.5 years. Gray hopes his departure and the shared option proposal do not result in any of the member communities leaving ACED. He says before any partner decides to leave, he wants them to look back at what ACED has achieved. He hopes any decision is based on perceived merit and not because there's dissatisfaction based on his departure, which he characterizes as an isolated incident. In explaining his decision to move on, Gray says, "Wherever you are, you always have to have that one eye down the road." He says his love and passion with ACED will continue. But he also has to consider the security side for his sake and the sake of his family, adding there is always the potential for ACED contracts to end. Gray says he's looking forward to his next role in life with both excitement and apprehension, but is humbled that Armour offered him the position knowing there will be a learning curve from one type of position to another. He recognizes there are many skill sets he will have to develop, and that's where outgoing Cao Terio can lend a hand. There are a lot of gaps in myself I will need to train into, Gray said. But Armor is willing to make the investment in me and be patient while the transition happens. While Gray has to learn a different way of doing things, he does have one built-in advantage as the incoming Cao. As ACED's director, he regularly met and engaged with Armor Town Council and staff, so in this instance he knows all the players and they know him. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.